Good morning. It's October the 6th. Our New Testament reading today is Ephesians 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother John Carter's book. And this section is a commentary on the prayer that is expressed in chapter 3. The very climax of the prayer is that the saints may be filled with the fullness of God. It is a bold and amazing thing that is here desired. The words, few and simple, easily slipped over in the reading of the chapter, express the highest possible aim of mortal man. All that God is, they must try to be. The Son of God was manifested to make it possible. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him ye are made full. When a man receives of the grace and truth that came by Jesus, and of which he was full, he is justified. But he must go on to perfection. The Son learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and he is the author of eternal salvation to them that obey him. The example of the Son must be followed by all the children of God. The Son revealed the Father, and to follow the Son is to follow the Father. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ, as we read in 1 Corinthians 11. So Paul exhorted, setting before us God and his Son as models for imitation. Jesus enjoined, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This, in Paul's words, is to be filled with the fullness of God. The prayer passes to praise in verses 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Paul is full of the thought of God's power. It is unlimited and unfathomable. It exceeds all that we can ask, exceeding abundantly. This power worketh in us. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Those words come from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. For himself, Paul testified, I also labour, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And Jude affirms that God is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The narratives in the Bible of the lives of men of God in past times illustrate how God's power was exercised on their behalf in the unseen ways of providence. His hand is not shortened. The record was written for our instruction, that through the comfort of these scriptures we might have hope. In the attitude expressed in the words, commit the keeping of their souls in well-doing, we provide the required basis for the exercise of divine power on our behalf. The subject is dealt with at length in an instructive and very helpful way in the book Ways of Providence, in which the author says, we pray not a vain prayer when we pray, deliver us from evil. For one taught of God by the reading of the scriptures, and who, willing to do his will, knows, as Christ said he would, that the teaching is of God. And he also joins with Paul in the adoration, to him be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening.